Here we go, y'all. It is time for the staycation setup. Gather around, grab the popcorn. Morning mess, JD, Sienna. It's your guy, Joey Boy. It's happening with Miss Kendra. You there?
I'm here.
All right, Miss Kendra. Per the email, I was reading that you think that your fiance is cheating with your guy's wedding DJ.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So what's your fiance's name?
Corey.
So what's the story with you and Corey? And how did we get here?
Well, he and I met and our relationship moved like pretty fast. We've barely known each other. We just last week celebrated our 6-month anniversary. But, you know, he proposed to me and I'm already planning our wedding.
Jesus.
Dang, that's very quick.
I was just going to say, like 6 months?
I'm sorry, when you know, you know. Okay. Sorry, you guys can't relate.
Yeah, like, it's one of those things where when you feel it, I just kind of think you lean in and...
Are you pregnant?
No, I'm
okay.
Not. My parents didn't know each other that long. They've been together for like 30 years. So, yeah, it really feels like one of those when you know situations.
Okay.
So I started planning recently, and we're going to just have a small wedding. So mm-hmm. It's going to be at this really cute, small venue that we can afford, that was available. And with the venue, they were like, oh, we already have an in-house DJ. She's awesome. She will tailor her music for your needs. I was like, okay. And when we visited the venue a couple weeks ago, we met her, and her name's Natalia, and she was very polite, but she and Corey just like really hit it off, talking the entire time while I was looking around.
Uh-oh. And
yeah, at first it just didn't bother me until I found out that they had exchanged numbers.
Isn't that kind of normal though? Because I mean, he's part of the wedding.
I wouldn't think that's kind of crazy, because maybe he has certain songs he wants played at the wedding and certain songs. Not you're a DJ, you've mm-hmm. DJ weddings. Sometimes they don't want certain songs played at the wedding.
True. And I think maybe he had maybe a surprise plan for you or something like that.
Oh,
right.
True.
So you never know.
Was there more to it?
I kind of have been rationalizing it like that too, but Corey just really has not been part of this planning process whatsoever. But the second he met her, he got her number. So I've just noticed them texting pretty often. And as you would assume, his excuse is like, oh, it's about wedding stuff. So yeah, maybe it's a surprise, but after a couple of days, I finally asked him like what he got done with the wedding stuff since he's texting her so much. And he's like, oh, they haven't finalized anything. So I couldn't take it anymore, and when he was in the shower, I went through his phone, and I saw a text from her telling him to tell me he's going to visit the venue, but it was actually to see her.
So the text was like, just tell her you got to visit the venue.
Yeah.
Was there emoji, anything?
Well, it was kind of clear from those texts that based on the fact that like the back and forth was then like a large gap, he must have deleted some of the texts in the middle. But he hasn't told me yet he was going to visit the venue, but he has been telling me, oh, I've got to run errands, I've got to do this, that. And so I'm not sure if this has happened yet, but if nothing is getting done and he's going to our venue to see her.
I'm going to go with what JD said, maybe. I'm going to hope for the best on this one. Maybe he really is trying to surprise you, and maybe they're working on like a first dance, a surprise performance with him and his groomsmen. And of course, you're going to keep that a secret. I'm hoping anyways.
There's a lot. Yeah. You know, you could be planning something with your parents or his parents. They shouldn't be hanging out, but it's very common. I keep in touch with brides and grooms all the time.
Have you ever got like approached by someone like on the down low because they wanted to surprise their person at the wedding?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
they wanted to surprise their person with a specific dance with their parents. Yeah, this has happened.
Does that sound like something Corey might do, Kendra?
Optimistically, I want to say yes, but nah, he doesn't really seem like he'd be that kind of guy.
Mm.
But
okay.
You never really know. I mean, he asked me to marry him really
6 minutes into meeting you, so
it just felt right.
So this is what we're going to do. We're just going to call him. We can try to spin this in the positive. But if you are on the side of like your intuition is going off, Sienna will call this DJ. Do you want her to call the girl or your man?
Oh, I want him to call my man.
Okay. So she's going to call your fiance, Corey, offer him a free romantic hotel stay, and hopefully he doesn't pick DJ Natalia or DJ to go.
DJ Hood Rat. Wait, we don't know if she's cheating or not. We're just automatically assuming she's a hood rat?
Yeah.
It could be a surprise. Remember, guys.
Yeah.
It could be something
allegedly.
Different.
All right. So we'll find out up next for you. Okay, Kendra?
Okay, yeah. I was just wondering, like, if he actually says my name, would you actually pay for him to take me to a hotel?
No, absolutely not.
Like the, okay.
You understand the premise of the bit, right?
Yeah. It's a fake. It's fake, yeah.
Yeah, I know it's just, like, for people who consider their...
You're doing too much.
We'll
listen.
Talk to you soon, Kendra.
This is what you owe. You owe an apology to him. If he picks your name.
Yeah, you don't get the deposit back.
Yeah. You owe us an apology for wasting our time.
We don't treat you, girl. Sorry.
All right. Hold
She's
on.
New to the show.
Is that what it is?
She's new. She's new.
Yeah. First, long time listener, first time caller. Okay, here we go.
Hello?
Hello, may I speak to Corey?
Yes, I'm Ms. Corey.
Hey, Corey, my name is Salinas, calling with the Aurora Hotel with some awesome news for you. You're the winner of our free romantic giveaway for two.
I don't remember entering a contest or anything.
Yeah, so I can explain that really quick. We're near the North Scottsdale area, so we thought with this promotion, we would go on Google and Yelp reviews, and we saw that you're really present on those sites, so that's where we pulled your name and information, so we wanted to pick you as a grand prize winner to give us a review of your experience here at the Aurora Hotel.
Oh, wow. Yeah, okay. That sounds great, yeah.
Congratulations, Corey. I'm really excited to set this up for you. And something fun we do at the Aurora Hotel is address a sweet or saucy note to the guest you're bringing with you. So I'll give you a moment to think on what this note's going to say, and then I'll write it down when you're ready, okay?
Guess I'll try like a saucy note or something.
Perfect. Whenever you're ready, I'm ready for you, okay?
I can really feel that chemistry between us.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Well, as I write that down...
Yeah, I get it.
Oh, perfect. Well, as I write that down for you, Corey, just one more question. Who'd you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Natalia.
What the f***? We're getting married and you want to f*** our wedding DJ?
What?
It's one way to get a request in. Corey, really quick, we got to let you know legally. You're live on the radio. Our show is called The Morning Mess. Obviously, you know by that voice, that's your fiance, Kendra, who called our show.
Are you going to explain to me what the hell is going on? Is this one-sided, or have you guys actually hooked up? Hello? I know you've been texting. Don't play dumb.
Yeah.
That's right.
He's stuck.
They've definitely
hooked up.
Let me
put you on hold. Yeah. Hold on real quick.
What did the note say again?
The note said, I can feel that chemistry between us.
Ooh.
I'm spending all my... money and wasting time just for you to do this to me?
You don't think that we rushed just a little bit? I mean,
are you kidding me?
So you banged the wedding DJ?
Proposed. We didn't even have to get engaged. We don't even have to get married this fast. But you're acting like this is all my decision. You're the one that wanted this. You wanted it too.
Yeah, I know. I still do. I just think we moved like way too fast. I wasn't thinking. And when this girl started texting me, you know, we just started talking and it kind of went there and just all the attention. I just got caught up in everything. And I still want to be with you. I want to marry you. I want to be with you.
Do you actually even mean that? Are you just saying that because we caught you?
No, please swear. Let's just talk. We get things back to normal. I still want to go through with this. I guess it just proved I really do want to be with you.
Oh, not that. No.
What the hell?
You can't bang another girl to realize you want to be with your fiance.
You know what?
It gave me such clarity.
No.
How to just get out of my system. Oh, my God.
I feel sick. We can talk about this later.
Or?
Does that mean you're going to forgive him?
It certainly does not mean I'm going to forget it. I don't know if I'm going to forgive this. I don't know.
Right.
I just want to be very clear. If we get married, it's not going to be at that venue. It's not going to be with that DJ.
Well, you think?
And you're going to be the one who tells the venue that we need our deposit back.
I'm sorry, Joey. I don't know who's dumber here.
It's her choice. What are you talking about? It's her choice. She wants to forgive him. It's her. We can't make her dump him.
Regardless, I want my money back from that venue that brought along this...
Kendra, you want a man like this?
Probably not.
Corey's smiling right now.
I know.
For real. Corey, you're I don't know if I would call her a I mean, she's pretty cool and everything, but I mean, that's a little harsh.
You know what, Corey? We can talk about this later.
Corey, any words? Obviously, she seems very forgiving. Mm-hmm. She's going to forgive. I doubt if she forgets.
I don't
don't know about that yet. I'm
We already know you are. Stop. Been doing this way too long. Obviously, you're going to forgive him because most women would have hung up and said the wedding's off. Go to hell. But obviously,
exactly. What we got, it's way too important.
All right,
way
fam.
I would suggest that you just be quiet. She's just going to give you a second chance. We're going to put you guys on hold to talk to a counselor, see if you can work this out at the very least on your commitment issues, Corey. And Kendra, hold on. Do you want to take the free counseling?
Yeah. We have counseling if you'd like to take it.
Yes.
Okay. Corey, hold on, okay?
Okay.
Why are you being so nice to them?
It's none of my business. What are you talking about?
Now, that is a good point.
Obviously, I think she's an idiot. It's none of my business. She wants to forgive him. We offer free counseling. It's what our job is, basically.
I know. I don't want her to forgive him, though, just because he simply said that he was with this girl and now he has the clarity of wanting to be with her again.
Oh, yeah. He's going to cheat on her all day.
I hate that.
Every day.
6 months in, too? Oh, you're cooked.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well. Nobody get married in 6 months in. Mister, if you know, you know. That's what happens when you try to say yes to someone 6 months in.
I have a solution. If they do get married, I will be their wedding DJ, and I get to hook up with the bride. I will hook up with Kendra.
So I can be solution everything.
Yeah, I like that. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.